Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a speaker at a literary event.
Thank you all for coming this evening. What a great turnout! Not that we didn't expect it with our guest being such a renowned author. And, of course, an alum of our university. I first met Michelle Gardner when she signed up for my creative writing class way back when. Straight from the get-go, it was clear from the way she created such convincing characters that she had great talent. Since then, Michelle has published 3 bestsellers, each one so much more than your everyday murder mystery. They keep you on the edge of your seat, but it's Michelle's unique voice that really makes her book stand out. Some critics have even credited her with inventing a new literary genre. Our guest hasn't only enriched our lives with her novels, though. She's also helped many budding young authors by establishing a writer's workshop right here in town. Originally aimed at undergraduates from this university, it now includes programs for talented high school students, too. This evening, as well as reading an extract from her latest work, Last Night at the Lake, Michelle will also talk about her inspiration for this particular novel. This will be followed by a discussion on American literature in the 21st century, in which a panel from the Humanities Department will take part, along with Michelle, of course. Unfortunately, due to a prior engagement, Michelle won't be able to stay long at the reception afterwards, but she has already signed some copies of her books, and they will be on sale. Oh, and complimentary refreshments will be available as usual, so try to stick around. Now, without further ado, would everyone please welcome Michelle Gardner?
Number 21. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 22. What is probably true about the speaker? Number 23. What aspect of Michelle Gardner's writing does the speaker admire most? Number 24. What does the speaker say about the writer's workshop? Number 25. What will the writer do after this talk? Number 26. Why does the speaker mention refreshments? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a professor talking to students.
Okay, let me stop at this point. Normally, we would have some time for questions and answers, but I've got to leave in a minute, and you have another lecture coming up. But hold on, before I let you go, did you really think I would not give you any assignments? Sorry to disappoint you, but you know me. Anyway, this one is a bit different, so listen up. Over the course of the past quarter, you've had quite a few group projects. I'm a strong believer in the learning process that takes place when you work as a team. Group projects are a great way to practice skills that are needed in real life. Yes, my friends, you won't be here forever. 4 years go by fast, and soon enough, you'll be trying to carve out a career for yourself, working somewhere where you'll need more than the ability to memorize textbooks and pass tests. And that's why group work is vital. Over the last few months, you've had to adjust your time according to other people's schedules, plan and delegate tasks, and even resolve conflicts in some cases. I apologize for the long prologue, but I want you to reflect on your own experiences, learning, and growth. Here's what you need to do. I want you to think critically about the role you have played in these projects and write an analysis of your performance with examples of what you could have done differently and how you could have improved the outcome of each task. As far as the format, it should be no longer than 600 words, and I want comments and references as usual. The due date for this assignment is in the syllabus.
Number 27. What does the professor say about questions and answers? Number 28. How does the speaker feel about group projects? Number 29. What does the speaker imply about life after college? Number 30. What does the speaker say about a deadline? Number 31. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 32. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Reflect on your own experiences, learning, and growth"?
Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a company head talking to her employees.
All right, everyone. Okay, thanks. So this is the kind of meeting no CEO wants to have. But I'm sure most of you are aware of what's been going on. In the face of stiff competition, and in light of our most recent numbers, we'll have to tighten our belts. Just to be clear, I'm not talking about layoffs. Every person in this company is vital to our success. That being said, we all have to make it our business to ensure that the cuts are temporary. maybe 6 to 9 months if we can get our customer base back to where it was. So for starters, I'm taking a 25% pay cut, and you're all going to have to deal with a reduction too. After discussing it with finance, we're reducing everyone's pay by 16% starting next month. Since our pay is generous by industry standards, I think it's fair to ask you to make the sacrifice, and it means considerable savings. The second point is travel. We've been spending an inordinate amount on airfares and expenses, and though it was probably the right approach once, it's become a huge waste, not to mention being environmentally unsound. It's also ridiculous that, as a designer of virtual meeting software, we aren't taking advantage of our own technology. I'll be working with section heads to implement that across the board. And if anyone has any more money-saving suggestions, my door is always open. In closing, I'd just like to say that with recent developments, I'm convinced we can turn this around and go on to even bigger things. We just need to regroup and work harder for a little less.
Number 33. Why has the speaker called the meeting? Number 34. What reason does the speaker give for her decisions? Number 35. What does the speaker imply about the staff? Number 36. What does the speaker suggest about business travel? Number 37. What is the speaker's conclusion? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"My door is always open"?
End of part 2.